Dear friend, I write to you today with a subject that, though ancient, remains powerfully relevant. The harlot. Now don't rush to conclusions or let the word scare you off. It's not every day that someone uses such a loaded term, right? But stay with me, because understanding the harlot meaning and the harlot definition is critical, not just for biblical literacy, but also for our walk with Christ. You see, the term harlot often carries an unfair stigma. People think of it only in literal terms, someone selling themselves for material gain, but the Bible uses this word much more expansively. In spiritual terms, a harlot is someone or something that turns away from God, choosing worldly pursuits over heavenly faithfulness. Israel, God's chosen people, was often described as a harlot when they strayed into idolatry. Imagine being called that by the Creator. It's not exactly a compliment. Now let's dig into the harlot definition in Scripture. Proverbs 7 offers a vivid portrayal of a literal harlot, but it also serves as a cautionary tale about temptation. Picture this. A young man wandering near the house of a woman who promises pleasure but leads to destruction. It's almost Shakespearean in its drama. The harlot meaning here goes beyond the physical. It's about any seductive pull away from God's truth. Let's be real. Isn't that something we all face in one way or another? What makes this term so impactful is its metaphorical weight. In Ezekiel 16, God calls out Jerusalem as a harlot for turning to false gods and forsaking him. Talk about tough love. But God doesn't leave them in their shame. He offers a way back, just as he does for us. It's not about shaming the sinner. It's about calling them to repentance and restoration. But here's where things get messy, and maybe even a little humorous. Modern culture has its own spin on the harlot meaning. Think about it. In today's world, being called a harlot might be shrugged off as old-fashioned, or even empowering, depending on who you ask. You might hear someone say, "Hey, live your truth." But what truth are they living? If that truth leads them away from God, then they're no different from the people of Israel who traded the Almighty for golden idols. Speaking of modern-day harlotry, let's not ignore the elephant in the room, pornography. Did you know the word pornography literally comes from the Greek word porn, meaning harlot? It's no coincidence that something so destructive shares its roots with a term that signifies unfaithfulness. Jesus himself warned in Matthew 5:28 that even looking lustfully is akin to adultery. And let's face it, no one wants to explain their browsing history to the Creator of the universe. But here's the good news, because there's always good news when God's involved. Look at Rahab, the harlot who helped Israel's spies in Jericho. Her story could have ended in shame, but God redeemed her, making her part of the lineage of Christ. That's right, a harlot became a direct ancestor of Jesus. If that doesn't prove God's grace, I don't know what does. So what does this mean for us? First, let's stop using the word harlot as a judgmental label. Instead, let's view it through the lens of redemption. Second, let's examine our own lives. Where have we acted like a harlot, turning to worldly idols instead of God? Maybe it's career ambitions, social media, or even relationships. The harlot meaning reminds us that these pursuits, when prioritized over God, lead to spiritual unfaithfulness. And let's not forget, the harlot definition is a mirror, not a magnifying glass. It's easy to point fingers and say, "Look at those sinners over there." But Scripture reminds us to examine ourselves first. After all, aren't we all guilty of some form of unfaithfulness? The beauty of the gospel is that it doesn't leave us in our sin. Through Christ we're washed, sanctified, and justified, 1 Corinthians 6:11. Now I know what you're thinking. This is heavy stuff. But hey, I promised some humor, so let's lighten it up a bit. Picture this. If the Bible were a modern TV series, the story of Israel's harlotry would be the ultimate drama. Betrayal, idolatry, redemption. It's like a spiritual soap opera, but with a much better ending. And the best part? God is always faithful, even when we're not. Let me close with this encouragement. The word harlot may carry a sting, but it also carries a promise. No matter how far we've strayed, God offers a way back. Whether you've been a literal harlot, a spiritual one, or just someone struggling to stay faithful, the invitation is the same. Come home.